Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Cardinals Corner here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket online at WTKA.com. For all your academic information needs, go to the all-new CUAA.edu. They have a great video on there on how you can live uncommon. And it's the all-new CUAA.edu. They have all the information that you need there about Concordia University Ann Arbor, including visit days. The next visit day is this coming Saturday. So more information about how you can see the campus and your family can see the campus at Concordia Ann Arbor, CUAA.edu. Also, for your athletic information, ConcordiaCardinals.com. You can download the Concordia Cardinals Athletics app for your iPhone or your Android. And there's this show, Cardinals Corner, right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The ticket. Last week on the show, we spent a lot of time talking men's basketball. So this week on the show, we're going to talk women's basketball. We bring on senior guard Carrie Borowiak. I'm never going to get your name right, Carrie. I apologize. Carrie joins us here on the show. She makes a return visit. Carrie, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing pretty good.
So, say it for me one time. I'm just going to start practicing it. Borowiak?
Borowiak.
Borowiak. It's a V. Yeah. I gotcha. So, Borowiak. Yeah. I'm going to just, I feel terrible when I mispronounce names because it's happened to me so many times. And so, my apologies. Carrie Borowiak joins us here on the show, a senior out of Gaylord, Michigan. Carrie, as we've done in the past when you've been on the show and us other student athletes as well, for those that have missed your story, tell us your story. How did you end up now, nearly four full years ago, how you ended up here at Concordia Ann Arbor?
I first met Coach Thad at an AAU tournament my senior year, I think going into my senior year, and so we talked a little bit, and then later on during the school year, I ended up coming down for a visit, and I just really liked the small campus and just the atmosphere that I felt, just being around all the students here, and then just seeing the team, I just felt like I could come in and get along well with the girls and the coaching staff, so yeah.
So you came in now here your senior year. Can you look back at, say, senior year high school, Carrie, and scout your basketball game and see and tell us how far you've come and how far you've developed?
I think since my senior year of high school, I've kind of developed more aspects of my game. I wasn't that great of a shooter in high school, and I think I've kind of improved on that and just become more confident with my shot and just more aggressive and a stronger player.
All right, sounds good. All right, so here you are now, your senior campaign, and you guys under Coach Thad Sankey, as you've been developing this program now in his fifth year, and it's your fourth year. Talk about the development of the program and increasing wins each and every year, expanding goals each and every year, and there's a lot on the table left for you guys left to play for as the season's coming to an end.
Yeah, so our freshman year we were 6-24, so that was kind of a rough season. A lot of adversity trying to push through that, but I think this group of five seniors, we've been through it together, and we've been able to improve each year, and so that's been really cool. We've just kind of had the attitude that we want to get better, and we want to be better, so I think we've been able to kind of instill that attitude in the girls that have been coming in each year, and we've been able to work on that and just build upon that each year.
You talk about that 6-24 season as a freshman, which probably for you now feels so long ago based on how many wins you guys have this year and the progress of the program. But going back to that year, for you and your teammates, and you talk about this senior class and what you've been through, how were you able to not let you just keep on losing and having it wear on you, because you think of it more of the building process as opposed to going through losses?
Yeah, it was hard in the beginning, especially starting off the season without getting a win for a while. Once we did get that first win, I think that kind of started to help us see what we could do and how good we could be. And, you know, Coach was always telling us, like, we're going to keep getting better just to focus on that. And so that's what we did. And I think we were able to kind of overcome that first season and then just bring that attitude and a little fire back to our next season and just keep getting better.
Talking to senior Carrie Borowiak here on Cardinals Corner, Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. So the five seniors are you, Brianna Rowe, Brianne Short, Madison, and Michelle as well. Just talk about you five seniors as a group, what you've gone through, and just the sisterhood that you guys have created.
Yeah, we came in with a pretty big freshman class. I think there were 10 or 11 of us. And so we've lost a few girls over the years, but I think us five have really gotten closer, especially this year, just being our last year. We've done a lot of leadership things together and just a lot of stuff outside of basketball. So I think that's really helped us on and off the court, just getting closer and kind of just spending this last season together.
Did you guys have any examples from upperclassmen from when you were younger that maybe kind of paved the way for you, or were you guys kind of blazing a new trail?
No, I mean, when we came in our freshman year, upper-class leadership, Kara actually is our grad assistant right now, and so she was a junior when we came in. So our first 2 years were under her, and she was just a great leader, just showing us kind of what was expected of us and how to really act and play on the court.
Great stuff. As we continue here with Carrie Borowiak here on Cardinals Corner, Sports Talk 1050, WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. So we'll get back to the basketball stuff and kind of catch everyone up to where you are now in just a moment on the basketball thing side of things. But academically, it's senior time. So have you think about the light at the end of the tunnel, if you will?
Yeah, I do have another semester of classes next fall, so I still have a little while to go. But, yeah, it is getting close. It's kind of hard to think about.
What would you – so once you get past that extra semester and you – have you thought about what 5 or so, maybe 10 years down the line, where you'd like to be, what you'd like to be doing?
Yeah, I definitely want to be teaching and just spending time with kids, but I'd also like to be a coach. I'm not really sure at what level, but just staying around the game is important to me.
How long have you been around the game?
Ever since I can really remember, just watching my brothers play when I was younger and growing up, and my dad coaching before I even started to play. So it's been a while.
Are there any particular players that maybe you've watched growing up that you've either modeled your game after or you just really enjoy watching?
There was one girl growing up. She went to my high school. She was 5 years older than me, I think, and kind of just a similar player, a smaller point guard. And I just loved watching her play, so I always tried to kind of be like her.
Great stuff. All right, so let's get back to what's going on the hardwood now for your team. As the women's basketball team at Concordia sits at 18-9 overall, 11-6 in league play. You're on a three-game winning streak, and your last loss happened to come against the number one team in the country. So first, real quickly, let's talk about the CIT. You guys had that trip just a little over a week ago. Talk about that trip from your perspective. Seeing all the Concordia Ann Arbor fans that were able to make the trip, the performance you guys were able to put in, just kind of sum up the CIT experience for you since it's your last go-around.
Yeah, CIT is really like no other tournament or game that we've ever experienced outside of just basketball, just coming together with all four schools and seeing how many fans and people come together just to support the teams is really cool, and the energy inside the gym is awesome. So that kind of changes the game environment. So we played Nebraska the first game, who's ranked or was ranked first in the nation, and they're a really solid team, so we knew that going in, and we just kind of came out trying to play our hardest and do what we can to kind of stick with them. And then we ended up losing that game, and so we played Wisconsin the next day, so coming back-to-back games was kind of tough, but we came out and we just battled through the whole game and ended up coming out with a win, so that was really good.
And so,
end on a good note.
And so you get the win over Wisconsin. You're able to come back home, and you've had two home games since you got back, a win over Lourdes and a win over Madonna. So you got that winning feeling back, which is always a nice thing. And you're gearing up now. It's that real tail end of the season. So there's the game tonight that, as this show airs, you guys are at Lawrence Tech. And then coming up on Saturday, you're at Aquinas College. So you'll be at out in Grand Rapids. And then on February 17th, so a week from Saturday, it's senior day on campus. Indiana Tech comes in, another highly ranked team. You guys are in that receiving votes category, so should be a pretty solid matchup. I'm not asking to scout a team that's coming up down the road, but first things first, for you guys as a team, what have you guys been focusing on? So as you get back out on the road for the games, both in Southfield tonight and in Grand Rapids over the weekend, what is the team's biggest focus or the main focal points as far as the team is concerned to make sure that you're ready for these games to keep this winning going?
We just know that we have to bring a lot of energy and we really have to battle through the whole game. So we're just really focused on putting together four good quarters of basketball and just really focusing on what we do well on offense and on defense. So we know if we play our game that we can beat any of these teams.
And then it is the Indiana Tech game is the last one. Again, I'm not going to talk about the opponent, but have you thought about it all, about that, what it's going to be like when you have that? It's senior day. Now, you still might have a chat opportunity maybe to play some more games. You will have an opportunity to play more games, but that's mm-hmm. that's senior day. It's always a special time. Have you, you've seen other kids go through it for the last 3 years. Have you thought at all about that senior day moment, or are you just focus more on the classroom and on the hard and the games itself?
We try to just focus on one game at a time, so I try not to look ahead to that. But, yeah, it will be a special day. It'll be kind of bittersweet playing maybe our last game at home. So, yeah, it'll be a big game against a good opponent. So.
Well, Carrie, we appreciate your time today on the show. We wish you luck in these final three games of the regular season. Good luck in the postseason as well, and keep up the great work, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
Thank you.
Thanks to Carrie Boroviak for joining us here on the show. She was the WAC Player of the Week. We're going to get to her coach, Thad Sankey, this side of the break as we continue our women's basketball talk here on Cardinals Corner, Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.